Welcome to the Wisdom Coalition podcast, designed to show you how to propel your mindset so you can find more joy in every aspect of your life.
Thank you for joining us as we share teachings from positive psychology and wisdom from health and wellness experts to help you flourish and thrive in life.
If cultivating an inner world of peace is what you're interested in, you are in the right place. Special thanks to WFMZ-TV. I'm Nancy Wertheim.
And I'm Kim Howey. Today's episode is brought to you by Perfect Six Marketing.
Perfect Six Marketing is a trustworthy marketing extension of your business, bringing your brand to the world.
For more information, go to perfectsixmarketing.com.
So, you know, I have a daughter going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, these intake forms are like killing me. Like, they send you an email and they're like, okay, you know, you need to get onto this website, but we're going to send a super secret, top secret, double top secret password to this other email. But first you have to change your password 16 times. You know, on this email, then we sent you one in the regular mail. I'm not kidding you. It's like so complicated. And I'm like, you know what? If somebody wants to break into my account and pay my daughter's bill, like, have at it, you know?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Hi.
But you know, listen, you know that we were recently hacked.
Yeah.
And we had our identity stolen. And
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of personal information there on, I'm sure,
right,
that you've
right,
had to upload
right.
about her. So
right.
you know, it's a good thing that there's so many layers of protection. It seems like nothing is safe online anymore.
Well, you are right. And I do like how you did that. You just made a negative into a positive. You're really good at that.
No, well, thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what we're all about here at the Wisdom Coalition, you know, helping people learn to use tools like reframing from mm-hmm. the incredible field of positive psychology.
Yeah, there's so many fabulous researchers, writers, scientists developing these theories about how we can thrive and flourish. And, you know, every mm-hmm. time we say that, it's like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to thrive and flourish.
Oh, my God, of course. Don't we all, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had many of those wonderful researchers
yeah.
on our podcast. You know, we just had Dan Tomasulo on, you know, the wonderful author of Learned Hopefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had the honor of talking with Caroline Adams Miller several times,
yes.
who's written,
mm-hmm.
what,
mm-hmm.
I don't know,
oh my
she's
gosh,
up to
like,
9 or 10 books at this point, right?
Right?
As well as Louis Aloro and Dr. Sherry Kelly, who we love,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
many, many more amazing folks who have contributed to the field of positive psychology.
Yeah, and next week we're really happy to announce that we will be having Dr. Michelle McQuaid on,
mm-hmm.
and she is just world renowned. She's
yeah.
an author and a teacher, and we're going to have her on for a 2-part series. So we're really excited about that, because
yeah.
she is just a force in this field and really having a global impact on people. It's,
yes, she
it's
is.
Amazing.
I know, and we've been following her work for years, and you know, she leads amazing team of researchers who, you know, really delve into the latest findings about happiness and positivity.
Yeah. And, you know, this is what you and I talk about all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why is this so important? And we know it's important because these positive psychology interventions that we help people with, we see it changing their lives, but
mm-hmm.
holy cow, has it changed our own lives
yeah.
and our own mindsets and
mm-hmm.
our own futures, right? And here's a story I like to tell a lot of times when we're giving speaking engagements, and I'm just going to tell it real quick because it's quick, and I think it's really indicative of how changing your mindset really changes
mm-hmm.
your life. So I'm tall. I'm 6'1". And, you know, my whole life, it's kind of been a little bit difficult for me when people are sort of focused on that when I first meet them. And I remember you and I, early on, we were at some function and somebody was, you know, up one side of me and down the other with the, you know, how tall are you? And are you wearing heels? And, you know, Joe, come over here and look at how tall she is, you know? And you and I left and I was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad, remember? And I was in the parking lot and I was cursing up a storm and, you know, and you were like, why are you so mad? You know? And I was just like, because I just hate that. I just hate it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we started to dig into it. And, you know, my realization at the time was, you know, because you said to me, well, don't you realize they're just saying, I wish I had your height,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I started to realize that I wasn't hearing it that way. You know, I was hearing, you're a freak, you're different, you don't look like the rest of us, you stand out, you're gawky,
yeah.
all these things, right? And so the next time we went somewhere in this discussion you and I had, this examination of my mindset, this reframing,
mm-hmm.
I decided to hear it differently. And
mm-hmm.
so when somebody came up to me and said, wow, you know, you're really tall. Yeah, I am. And
yeah.
end of it, instead of all these emotions that would just like get me very upset, keep
mm-hmm.
me kind of like it would sort of begin a relationship with that other person that was not good, because right away I'm in fight mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I love when you tell that story for a couple of reasons. One is that it, you know, gives me the opportunity to sort of brag on you, right? Because for a couple of reasons. One, because you're always so humble when you're telling it, right? And really what I said to you was, you know, what they're saying is you're gorgeous, right? Like people are like, wow, I wish I was as tall as you are. I wish my legs were that long and, you know, that type of thing. But also because it was really eye-opening for me. You know, I think oftentimes in life we say things and we don't understand the impact that they have on other people. You know, and being of average height, like I am, like I've always marveled, not just at tall people, but at short people too. I've always thought like, oh, it'd be really fun to be really tall or really short. You know, and so I think that when people say things like that, they have no idea that they might be hurting your feelings, that they might be triggering something in you that is anything other than a compliment, you know?
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you know, for me, like my life has totally changed since I've come to that realization of being able to accept that statement differently in my mindset.
Yeah.
You know, so because every day somebody says that to me every day, you know, and especially if I wear heels, because then I'm like 6'4", 6'5", right? And so it's like, wow, you know, when I think about that, I think so being able to flip that in my mind, to reframe that situation that was a hassle for me for so long. It's like amazing. You know, think about how your life can change.
Yeah.
Just by reframing.
Yes. Yeah. And having the ability to have a positivity partner to help you do that. You know, how can I see this differently? And I think that that's the role you and I have played really throughout this whole journey in positive psychology. You know, we learn something and we share it with each other, and then we hold each other accountable for using it, right? Because a lot of times we have a lot of tools in our toolbox, but they're just sitting there. You know? And if you don't reach for them and you don't use them, and maybe sometimes it takes some prompting by someone to remind you, oh, you have that tool. You might want to use that. That'll make things easier.
Well, and I have found in this journey that you and I are doing, we talk about these things. We're so immersed in it, but yet it takes a few times when it shows up in my life to be like, oh, okay, this is it. This is it here now, because you're so used to being negative, or you're so used to thinking things in a different way. So, you know, we talk about that a lot, that this is a practice. This is something you have to work at. This is something, you know, that's why we talk about it so much and try to hit people in different ways, newsletter, podcast, you know, speaking engagement, whatever. Try to hit people in a way that hopefully they can hear it.
Well, and I always say it's a practice that takes practice. You know, it's not a check one and done, and nobody is an expert at it, right? Like, it takes time and effort, and you have to override that negativity bias. You have to override that well-worn path that you have created from years and years and years of thinking negatively.
And the reason, though, is because it is just so fantastic to not think negative, you know, to be able to catch yourself and say, okay, you know what, let me look at this differently. And, and you're suddenly your body feels different. You're not, you know, your jaw isn't clenched, your shoulders aren't tight, your brow isn't furrowed, you know, your everything's just, and that all sends messages to your brain.
Well, and you know, it's funny because I think it is a sort of gradual shift, right? Where it's not like you just, you know, flip a switch and and you're more positive and your life is completely different. And in some aspects it can be, but you know, I know for me personally, I can remember sort of having moments like aha moments where I'm like, wow, you know, the old me would have really gotten worked up about that, you know? And the new me is kind of like, ha ha. Oh, well, that happened. And, you know, I'm going to just let that go, you know? Which, again, is also a skill that takes practice, letting go, right? Like, it's really hard to not want to hold on to those things that, you know, really bothers them.
But, you know, we've been through a lot together in just a few short years, and we've helped each other through that, you know, when we wanted to sort of slip back. We've kind of, you know, grabbed each other by the scruff of the neck. Not on my watch, right?
That's right. Well, and as we've always said, if you don't have a positivity partner, reach out to us. We'd be happy to be yours, because it's wonderful to have someone to, you know, lift you up like that.
So, you know, we always want to give you all some pieces of advice, some tips and tools, some things that you can use. And we were thinking of our first book, The Power of a Pivot, and in that book we outlined the top 10 ways to connect to your inner joy. And we're going to mention a couple of those here, but we want to just let you know that our you know, we have a couple of online programs. Our one, Reboot You, is really a good place to start. You know, it's a great overview. There's 10 videos in there. It's chock full. And it's not very expensive, especially when we give you our coupon code, MINDSET5, for $5 off, right? So it's $29.99 with the $5 off. It's only like $25.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
$24.99.
Really, well, sorry, I can't.
Not even $25.
Yes, one penny less.
That's right. We just saved you a penny.
But it's a great deal to just kind of get yourself 10 videos, 10 days, you know, to kind of really, start to immerse yourself in this. Mm-hmm. So, check that out. We'll put that in the show notes. But in the meantime, we just wanted to point out a couple things from our book.
Yeah.
To sort of help people figure this out.
Yeah.
Where you begin.
Right. And, you know, I think that a great place to start, and that we always try to make sure we touch upon in all of every live event or everything that we do, yeah, is helping people to understand really what joy is. Because I think that there's some confusion around that, and it can feel a little overwhelming because people think that joy is the same as happiness. And they're like, I can't be joyful because I can't be happy all the time. And of course you can't be. No, we're not meant to be, and that is not something we should even strive for. It's not normal. There's going to be ups and downs in life. And so, you know, we like to differentiate at all times between joy and happiness, and explain that, you know, joy is really a way of being. It's an attitude, a way of navigating through life with, you know, inner peace and positivity, whereas happiness is an emotion, right? And so it's going to be based on those outside circumstances in life. And when things are going well, you're going to be happy, and that's great. And when things are not going well, you know, it's okay to be sad or angry or disappointed or frustrated. Those are all normal feelings, and you should feel every single one of them. But we're talking about joy, and that is something you can have regardless of your outside circumstances.
Yeah. And it takes getting quiet to sort of look in, because it's personal. What brings me joy is not going to bring you joy, you know?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
for darn sure.
Yeah. That's so funny.
So, and really, you can find joy anywhere. You know, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It's not like, oh, well, a trip to Hawaii is going to bring me joy, you know? It's like, you know, because it probably won't.
Right.
You probably get a plane delay or, you know, something like that. I mean, it could. But what we're saying is, you know, really understand what joy is to you. And you can cultivate that inside of yourself.
Yes. And really also looking to notice what steals your joy in life, you know? So, yeah, you know what brings you joy, but you're also recognizing what are those things that are pulling me out of peace in life? And then, you know, actively letting go of those things, you know, and many of those things that steal our joy are outside of our control.
Right.
So, you know, recognizing that and realizing that you're spinning your wheels and you're letting go of your joy over things that you have no control over, you know, that is sort of an aha moment too.
Yeah. Well, and it really, I think, is about, you know, sort of examining too what is going on inside your head. And that, again, begins with the pause. And, you know, one of the things, you know, when you wake, just when you wake up, like what's in your mind, you know, is it something about, I didn't get enough sleep? Is it something about, I don't want to go to work today? Is it something about, I have to do this or that? You know, we asked the question in the book, like, what if you woke up and you decided what to start thinking about, you know, and that's taking control. Do you want to start thinking about gratitude? Do you want to start thinking about today's going to be a great day?
And bookending your day with, you know, gratitude and positivity is a really powerful practice. Because typically what we do is, right, we wake up in the morning and we think, I didn't get enough sleep. And we go to bed at night and we think, I didn't get enough done. You know, but if you can flip that on its edge and you can, you know, go to bed at night and just be grateful for all the things that you have and the wonderful things that, you know, actually you experience during the day. I mean, what a difference that'll make when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah. And, you know, we read this great book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Dr. Susan Jeffers. And she calls that voice the chatterbox, you know, and she says in that book, which, you know, we agree with, that you can control that chatterbox, you know, don't let it just kind of chatter and chatter and chatter.
That's so funny, right? Because most of the time we let that voice control us. But the fact is we control the voice. So, you know, shut it down. And, you know, one of the other tips that we like to share with people is that, you know, you really need to take stock in, you know, who and what you're surrounding yourself with. Because I think oftentimes we don't recognize the impact that those things have on us. You know, I mean, there's that that term, you know, garbage in, garbage out. And so what you're reading, what you're watching, you know, what you're scrolling through on social media, that stuff is typically mostly negative, right? And, you know, we find ourselves in the position where we're comparing ourselves to other people. Mm. And that's not good for us. Right. That's stealing our joy for sure.
Right. And you really have to assess your environment, mm-hmm. your friends, your family, mm-hmm. and your health, mm-hmm. Because if you're, not sleeping, mm-hmm. Drinking too much, too much caffeine, all those things are going to mm-hmm. have an impact on how you feel.
Yeah. Gosh, that's so important and so empowering when you do recognize that and when you do take control of that. And of course, another thing is learning to say no, and in particular, and maybe this is a big generalization, but as a woman, I would say that women have a harder time with saying no than men do, and really setting boundaries in your life. And, when somebody asks you to do something and you're already overwhelmed, you don't have to be rude about it. Mm-hmm. You can just gently say, I really can't do that right now.
Yeah.
And maybe it's even I can't do that, but I can do this, mm-hmm. if that makes you feel better, offer up an alternative of something else that you could do in lieu of the thing that's going to, be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, because what happens then? We're like, okay, I'll do it. And then mm-hmm. we're miserable.
Yes.
We're miserable for our mm-hmm. spouse, for our children, for our family, whatever, because we're overworked. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what it was, but you and I were reading something where it was the author was saying, you are responsible for your own joy and happiness, mm-hmm. like, because that's your responsibility to the people you love.
Yeah.
Right? That if mm-hmm. you're going to walk around being miserable, that's not being fair to the people you love.
Yeah. That was our book. We wrote that.
No, did we write that? Oh.
I mean, I think
somebody wrote that. It was so intelligent.
I'm pretty sure we did write that, but we might have borrowed it from someone else. But and the fact is, I think we just need to take ownership for recognizing our ability to find, feel, and fuel our own joy.
Yes, absolutely. And well, and we talk about our wisdom symbol, mm-hmm. living your life from the inside out.
Yeah. Right. And, recognizing that we have that core energy and that it's our job to fuel it and, not letting anyone else come in and steal that energy from you. It's important.
Yeah. So stick with us because mm-hmm. we are going to continue to help you to do this podcast after podcast. And we've got plenty of back podcasts you can go ahead and binge.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And remember to join us on the Studio B platform. Just go to studiobmindfulness.com. We'll put that in the show notes. And you can put in the Wisdom Coalition and you'll find all kinds of great content there that will help you improve your mindset in We're There. And also there's meditation and yoga. So mm-hmm. it's a really great way to be working continually on your own joy.
Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier, don't forget the offering of the special coupon code for any of our online programs at thewisdomcoalition.com. Just use Mindset5 for $5 off.
Yeah. But that's all we have time for. Thank you to our sponsor, Perfect Six Marketing, a trustworthy marketing extension of your business, bringing your brand to the world. For more information, go to perfectsixmarketing.com.
And until next time, remember, stay connected to your why, fuel your core energy with joy, and live your life from the inside out.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you find some joy today.